And some of you don't. And but I guarantee you by the time she's done sharing her thoughts, you'll everyone be in love with her. But Smirky over there, you behave yourself. Her husband's here. So behave, would you please? Her husband's here, and you know, he's a nice guy, girls. You can flirt with him, it's okay. But anyhow, she's just as sweet as anybody you could ever possibly find on this earth. And she's going to share her thoughts with us. And all everybody that's missing here tonight, they're missing our young lady that's going to share her thoughts, and her name is Raina.
Okay, hello, everyone. Grateful to be here today. So this is the first time I'm speaking, and I messaged Celeste. Those that remember Celeste, I said, okay, so if you're speaking, like how long, what do I say, what do I do? And she said, just tell your story. And so the best way I can tell my story is by allowing us to take a few moments with your permission to journey inward. So I want us to take a few moments to really connect to ourselves, to our bodies in this moment, and really settle in. Allow yourself to feel this body like a child. Just explore what it feels like to sit in your chair. Explore your feet as they connect to the floor, to the earth. Allow the top of the head to feel as if it's expanding up to the sky above. Really take these moments to go inward, to relax, to know that you are here in this moment. To connect to this breath, this amazing gift that we have. To be here now. To know that we are in a safe space. Allowing yourself to continue to journey inward. This can be done with the eyes open or closed. Allow yourself to be comfortable in this space. Know that you are here now. This moment is a gift to be with ourselves, to be here together like a child. Know that you are whole. All is well. All is perfect. You have chosen to be here in these moments. So I invite you to open your heart and mind to this knowing, allowing yourself to journey together, heart to heart and mind to mind, knowing you have set this time aside to be here, to be present. There is nothing you must do, nowhere you have to go, no story you need to tell. For you are a child of the light. And I invite you to connect to this understanding, to know that this moment, there is so much love for you, seen and unseen. You are the manifestation of unconditional love. Explore that like a child. Become more aware of your senses. With your vision, allow yourself to explore this world anew. With your feeling, feel what it is to feel safe, to feel loved. Allow your body to relax in this knowing. Like a child, explore this world anew. This is a brand new day. a brand new moment. Know the connection between your heart and mind, your Creator. In this inner state, I invite you to connect to your purpose. Why are you here? Knowing all resources are available to you now. This is the gift that we are given. Every moment, every breath, discover the world anew. And for those that have their eyes closed, you are welcome to gently open the eyes. So, in these few moments that I have, I just want to lovingly nudge each and every one of you to connect to your intention, to your purpose. Why are you here? Connecting to this heartbeat inside. This heart will only beat for so long in each and every one of us. And so to really, not out of fear, but out of the freedom of knowing that we are alive, we are here, we have so much love to give, and we've been given so much love, even by sitting here in these chairs, sitting here together, we are so rich. We have so much. And so with this knowing, we have so much to give as well. And in the gift of being present in our moment, in our life, knowing that everything actually is perfect. Many times we become too much like an adult, and we have too many responsibilities, and we have too much worry. We have too much stress. We're too focused on the future, and we're not like a child. When you see a child, their eyes are brand new to everything. They don't take things for granted. Sometimes as adults, we take things for granted. We have expectations. But to know that truly, to be like a child, that is true freedom. And we release the constructs of our mind of saying, I'm an adult. I must be like this. Now, of course, there's societal norms. There's ways that we need to be. But I think sometimes we forget the freedom that we have in this moment, in this day, in this life. And I invite you to look at this world once again with your eyes, not only these eyes, but the eyes of your heart, to be able to see everyone anew. You see children playing in a playground, and they naturally gravitate towards each other. And here in our church family, it's very easy. We're all connected. We all hug each other and love on each other. And sometimes the moment we walk out the door, we see someone and then it's somehow like we change, like we become a different person. And I feel that that's a disservice to our own heart because we're closing off ourselves from the possibility of being a smile, being a loving light to others that may need this, that may not know that this is here. So even by our presence of being like a child, being open, being trusting. So recently we had the April Fool's Day, you know, and I thought, I didn't look into what April Fool's was, but it made me think, you know, who's the bigger fool? In April Fool's jokes, usually someone tricks someone into something. But who's the bigger fool, the fool that is tricked or the fool that takes advantage of the trust of that person? So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, be like the person that trusts, that knows that this world is safe, that has the open heart and the open mind to be in each moment. And like I said, to really connect to the inner child. Now, some of us may have not experienced the greatest childhood, and that's okay. That continues to help us learn and grow. But more importantly, we need to know that if we didn't have a good childhood, that ultimately we are raising our own selves, even as grown-ups. We're raising the inner child to heal, to love, to trust again, to know that this world is an absolute paradise, and there's so many opportunities for us to continue to open to this knowing, and knowing that we are never alone. We're always with the energy of others. And in this safety, we continue to trust, continue to grow, continue to unfold. And I also invite us to think about the beauty of a child when they smile, when they laugh. You know, we can ask ourselves, did we laugh today? Did we smile? And if we didn't smile, why didn't we smile today? And it's not that we have to, but why not give us that gift to take life a little bit more lightly, like a child, not so much, so serious. Life is serious. Yes, there's many goals, many things to achieve, but we can still do it and still have fun and know that the journey is what it is, and not be so in the head. Be in your heart and think, what stops me from being like a child? Am I cynical? Do I think I know it all? Sometimes I can admit to myself, I feel like my ego takes over and I say, well, I know this already. Do I really? If I have that mind where I think I already know everything, I might not open to the larger reality, to deeper truths. So I guess my message today is to really remind ourselves what it is to be a child, because I believe that there is pure freedom in that state. And even though we have the wisdom of our experiences, to be humble to ourselves, to see the possibility and to look at our lives and say, am I like a child? Can I be like a child? Or is my ego getting in the way? Do I think I should be a certain way, and I don't allow myself that freedom? So this is my message today. So thank you.
Is that just, she presented it so clear, so sweet. Honey, thank you. No wonder you like her, sir.
I know.
Huh?
I know. I'm blessed.
Yes, you are. You're both very blessed. They have a tremendous love between them. Isn't that wonderful? Just wonderful. You know, sometimes we get so involved in almost the attitude we've got to conquer life. When we're just supposed to enjoy it, flow with it, ride over the bumps. Huh? That was just beautiful, Angel. What do you think, Dimples?
Can I get it on cassette? I know, I'm old school. I'd love to listen to that every night.